Correct.
Well, rest up. They'll be there tomorrow waiting for you.
Thank you much.
Okay, thanks.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the spy question been answered?
No.
Not at
a yet. Mole.
That's correct.
Oh, good job.
Yay.
And where are you calling from?
Oh, come on.
Okay. Anoka.
Yes.
Yes.
Anoka.
Oh, good to hear from you.
All right. I had to go out before the end of the first hour here.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And since it is the next hour, 8 o'clock, I want to remind everybody that you are listening on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org, where you can also donate by hitting that red donate button. Or you can text donate to 218-326-1234, which happens to be the same number you can call if you have answers to any of our trivia questions tonight. I think we'll throw some more questions out there.
Sure. In 1980, what golfer won a season-high 6 PGA tournaments, including the British Open, and was named the PGA Player of the Year for the 4th straight time? Who sang the parodies Eat It, Like a Sturgeon, Another One, Rides the Bus, and Smells Like Nirvana? That makes me laugh. What German socialist wrote Das Kapital based on ideas he formulated with Friedrich Engels? And although its real name was the North River Steamboat, by what name was Robert Fulton's steamship known? 218-326-1234.
Just in case you guys, any of you out there are just tuning in, I had some questions earlier. What Georgia-born baseballer led the American League in batting for 9 straight seasons? How many dollars was a half eagle gold piece worth in the 1800s? Moles, shrews, and hedgehogs are considered what type of mammals? In which place did Sinbad the Sailor encounter a legendary giant bird? And then, which Sesame Street character makes his home in a garbage can? According to Greek myth, this man and his wife, Pyra is his wife's name, were the only mortals who survived the deluge by Zeus. And which sport uses the term slalom?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad you resurrected the half gold eagle question.
Oh.
I didn't have crossed off yet.
Okay.
And so our confidence level on this answer is very low. Let me just start by saying that. So we thought maybe a gold eagle was $20 and a half would be 10.
That is not the value that I have written down.
As I said, we
yes.
were just guessing. So
okay.
since I got it wrong, are moles, shrews, and hedgehogs all rodents?
That also is not what I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
keep trying.
I have another
though.
Answer. I have one I know is right, but I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to hold on to it.
Okay.
This is Danger Camp Oahu, and a shout out back to the other Oahu Hale
yeah.
with their big fork roots.
Good deal.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Call
Bye.
Right away.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Moles, voles, and shrews are rodents.
They might be, but that is not the answer that I have. They are.
Oh, yeah.
They are also something else. This is one of those.
Rodents?
Pardon?
Are they venomous?
No, they are not.
I got nothing.
That's all right. That's all right. You do have something, just not with that question.
You've got another answer somewhere in your head, I'm
maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, thanks, try and thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did anybody answer the question about the spy and the skin thingy?
Yes, they did, but answer do you have?
Well, it was a mole, but can I answer a different question?
Yes, you may.
Okay, the singer that did like a Surgeon and all that, is that Weird Al?
It is him, absolutely. Who else would do that, right?
Yeah, he wasn't a favorite of mine.
Mine either. That's okay.
So cool. Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Chantel from Egan.
Okay, thank you.
And then can I just shout out to Switzerland, please?
Sure.
Sure.
Perfect. Thanks, great. Ladies. You
thanks
have a good
calling.
Evening.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is BB Pikers calling in again,
okay.
Hoping to answer the question about what poultices are made of.
Yes, okay.
Are they made of herbs and leaves?
I have to get back to that question because I want to make sure I get everything correct on it. Yes. Excuse me. Yes. That
great.
Is correct.
I think I'll give a shout out to Brainerd with a friend Ava today.
Oh,
good deal.
Awesome.
Thank great. You. Hear those voices. I love it.
Love it. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, could you repeat the question about the mole? Was it moles, voles, and hedgehogs?
Yes, I can repeat that. I will get back to that. Moles, shrews, and hedgehogs are considered what type of mammals?
Oh, they were known as the male adult film stars in the 1970s. adult films.
Yeah, the short version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, not the hedgehog, not Ron Jeremy. He's from Parts Unknown. Let me just shout out to Mojo and Asana and Andy from Virgus.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Dude, let's go. I need Virgus to go out with a beer for me. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Janet again. This
Hello.
Is Aziz from
yes.
Itasca.
Okay.
I'm calling about Das Kapital.
Yes.
Was a book written by Karl Marx,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, that's exactly right.
A German philosopher.
Yes. Yep. Thank you for that, Aziz.
All right. Thank
well,
you. And I'd like to do a shout out
yeah.
to all my friends at the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative,
yes.
For whom I care a lot.
Yes. Thank you for
thanks,
doing that, Aziz. And Grandpa Scott.
And Grandpa Scott.
Yeah, he's babysitting yeah. tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good luck, Grandpa Scott.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling to answer the question about the Sesame Street character that lives in a garbage can.
Who would that be?
That would be Oscar.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
Aikyo Islanders. We're calling from Wari tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Ankh up at the house. And I think that's it, actually.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for a great show. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you. You too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'd like to take a shot at the Sesame Street character.
Okay,
oh.
Wait.
Who?
Go ahead.
Who do you have?
Is that Oscar the Grouch?
That is Oscar the Grouch.
This is the Whitetail Concentration Camp again. Giving a shout out to the guys out at Buzz Camp on Fowler Lake.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
I would like to try one of the answers. You were asking for the sport that uses slalom.
Yeah.
Would that be skiing?
That would downhill be correct. Skiing? Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. This is the Bohemian Sasquatch in Nani and Little Fork. Can we give a shout out?
Sure can. Go ahead.
All right. We're giving a shout out to Flex, Zippy, and the North of Nashwauk Nimrods at the Bent River Lodge, and to our friends listening in Godey's Garage.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
All right.
That.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I wanted to answer the question about the hedgehog.
Yeah. What answer do you have?
Is it insectivore?
Oh, yes.
Finally. Woohoo. You got it.
Woohoo.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, we have a girl group that just knows random stuff, so that's fun.
That's awesome.
That's a great group to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that doesn't sound right, but she's like, that's what it is.
She was right on the mark.
Yeah, yes. Awesome. All right, well, this is Little Lazy Lodge, and we want to give a shout-out to the Bog Marleys and Talmoon Tina.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for that.
All right, thanks.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi again.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm hogging the line here.
No, that's okay.
The Das Kapital question.
Yes, what do you have for an answer?
Has it been answered?
It has, but what do you have?
Oh! Marx, Karl Marx.
Yes, you are right. So ding, ding, ding. You get it right, too.
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
tough to get in tonight.
It is. Well, yeah. I think it is any Saturday night.
I never can get in.
All right, that's what popularity does to your show, I guess.
I guess. So. Yeah, that's great. Right. We love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I have a question. Is the Winter Olympic one still open?
Well, you know, if you have an answer, I'll tell it. It is,
I do.
Okay. It has been answered, but what do you have?
The Winter Olympics, the first ever Winter Olympic in a U.S. city was New York.
Yes, but what city?
New York. Long Lake?
Well, I'll tell you, because somebody else has already given the answer, it's Lake Placid.
All right, then okay. I would like to shout out the Whitetail Concentration Camp.
Okay, and
where are you calling from?
Goodland.
Goodland? All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I was calling. Did the NHL question get answered yet? The defenseman?
It did not.
Is it Bobby Orr?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks to the hubby for helping out with that one.
Good job.
Pikers by the pond.
Okay. Thank you, Pikers. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Good evening. Did anyone get the baseball player with the 9 consecutive batting champions?
No.
Is that Ty Cobb?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Where are you calling from?
This is the IQ Islanders again.
Oh, nice. All right. You guys are on a roll.
We are. And can I give a shout-out to Sandra and the boys in Babbitt?
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Hopefully they're listening.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Yeah, it's George from West Winnie. It's the Snapping Turtles from Snapping Turtle Lane. And I've been tuned out for a little bit, but has that mystery question about the mystery writer been answered yet?
No.
Minnesota mystery writer?
Who do you have?
Well, that depends, because, like, I thought you first mentioned Northeast, but then you mentioned Northwest.
It's Northwest.
And so I got two different answers. It's Northwest?
Northwest. Way Northwest.
Geez. Way Northwest.
Yeah.
Could that be Margie Randon?
No, it couldn't be.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
But
well,
that's a good
really
answer.
I tried hard on this one, but I'm digging deep because that question is like hanging out there all night.
It's in there. I asked it right in the beginning. It's still there. Somebody knows the answer to this.
I'm sure they'll get it.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah. It's a Snapping Turtle Lane,
okay.
West Winnie.
Okay, we got it.
Winnebogoshish.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're... Hello, this is Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got an answer for the baseball player that had 9 batting titles in a row.
You know what? I just did, but I will take your answer.
Was it Ty Cobb?
It was, yes.
Too slow again.
That's all right. It's hard when there's so many people trying to call in. Where are you calling from?
This is PJ from Buffalo. Can I still give a shout out?
Yes.
Sure.
The crew on Schwartz's Island at Cutaway Lake.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have a good evening.
Yep. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jigs from the garage again.
Hey, Jigs.
Finally got in, but a couple answers got taken when I was waiting. But I'll give a shot at that half eagle gold piece.
Oh, yeah. How much is that worth in the 1800s?
I don't know. $25.
That is not what I have.
Okay, somebody guessed 20. So
yeah.
It's a good guess.
It is a great guess. It's a hard one. I would not know.
Well, I didn't hear from the 1800s, whatever, so it probably wasn't worth very much back then.
It was not worth $25.
No, probably worth $5. But anyway, I got to have a shout out to friends from the White Tail, and Mojo's number 1 and 2 son-in-laws, and we'll go from there.
Okay. And Jigs, you actually said the correct answer. It is 5.
Oh,
hey, right. Hey, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't want to get ding, ding, ding on a bad guy award.
No. That's all right.
All right.
Thanks again.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Caitlin at the Loafmaker Lodge.
Hi, Caitlin.
I was hoping to answer the one about the Minnesota author.
Yes, what would you have for a name?
Is it Carrie M. Hayward?
No, it's not. Boy, this is
it's
a tough
not?
One. No. No, it's not. But boy, a good guess.
All right.
Okay, where are you calling from again?
Loafmaker Lodge.
We're in Roy Lake, Minnesota.
Oh, Roy Lake.
Right, thank you.
Well, think a little more west and a lot more north than you are.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
Did you get an answer yet for that golf question?
I haven't. It's just been nobody even tried, but you're going to, aren't
okay.
you?
Well, I'm going to try. I was just a little kid when in 1980, but I seem to remember Jack Nicklaus was in the news a lot. Was it Nicklaus?
It wasn't Jack Nicklaus, but you're right. He was in the news a lot, but that's not the answer I have.
That's not the answer.
No.
Can I try the half eagle question then?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Was it $5?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. My dad will be so proud. this is Nani calling back from Little. Nani calling back from Little Fork, and I'm here with the Bohemian Sasquatch. We'll give a shout out again to the North of Nashwauk Nimrods, Flex, Zippy, and the guys in Godey's Garage.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good job today, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Want to say that we receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing mental health care in Minnesota. November is National Adoption Awareness Month, highlighting the need for adoptive and foster care families. North Homes provides licensing and case management for those opening their heart and home. More information is available at northhomes.org. All right. I think that I need to throw some more questions out there because most of mine are gone.
And I only have a couple left that aren't answered, so the good.
Awesome. This has been, I don't know if people just haven't heard it or it might be just that hard. In which place did Sinbad the Sailor encounter a legendary giant bird? And just for a little more backstory, the bird takes revenge on Sinbad by dropping rocks on his ship until it sinks. And this classic novel by Thomas Wolfe describes the childhood and youth of Eugene Gaunt. We have a myth question, a Greek myth question. According to Greek myth, this man and his wife were the only mortals who survived the deluge by Zeus. Some new ones. The famous Three Musketeers fought for which king? A major problem Glacier National Park is facing is that a certain herbivore in the Logan Pass area has become accustomed to and partially dependent on humans for salt and other nutritional needs. What is this animal? Here's another animal question. Kind of following up on Jerry Bradenman's program, he talked about a lot of animals today. A lot of songs about animals today. Utah prairie dogs, who are found only in the southwestern corner of Utah, live in large colonies, also known as what? During autumn in Grand Teton National Park, you might hear the haunting sound of male elk showing off to potential mates and letting rival males know they are strong. What is this sound called? I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay, I'm going to re-ask two of my questions. In 1980, what golfer won a season-high 6 PGA tournaments, including the British Open, and was named PGA Player of the Year for the 4th straight time? And although its real name was the North River Steamboat, by what name was Robert Fulton's steamship known? And what Midwestern U.S. state is known as the Hawkeye State? Betcha there's going to be somebody who knows that. And what Russian poet was known as the father of Russian literature? And what Major League Baseball pitcher threw the most strikeouts in a season since 1900?
Wow.
218-326-1234.
I want to also remind our listeners that after Green Cheese, KAXE KBXE has their program, KAXE After Dark. And tonight our host will be Jay Steelwolf, and he will be playing a host of heavy metal.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer that Northwest question.
Which Northwest question? Let's see.
Oh, the murder mystery.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Who is it?
Let's say Gene Conley.
Well, you know, it's Jeannie Cooney.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one.
That's what you meant.
Yes.
So, all right. And where are you calling from?
This is Pete with Steve and Pete's Stump Slayers of Cedar Creek on Deer Lake.
Okay. Have you read any of Jeannie Cooney's books?
Yeah, I'm on the third one. No, I don't know.
That's a good deal.
Shout out to all the Andersons listening.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to ask a question about Hawkeye State.
I asked the question, you've got the answer. Question was, I got to get there, which Midwestern state is known as, what Midwestern state is known as a Hawkeye state? I'm sorry. What state is that?
That's Ohio. Oh, I'm Iowa.
Iowa. That's correct. And where are you calling from?
And then
from?
Did you... I'm calling from St. Cloud, but could I also answer another question, possibly?
Yeah.
Okay, so the, hang on, Snoopy?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get that answer yet?
I guess I don't.
That was yours. I think there were several songs on that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've got to get to the right side of my piece of paper here.
I started humming that song as soon as she started reading that question.
Hey, who sang the parodies? Eat It, Like a Sturgeon, Another One Rides the Bus, and Smells Like Nirvana?
I think there was another one. It was Hang On, Snoopy.
No, it was about the what state has the song Hang On, Snoopy?
Yeah, you're right. Now I have to find the question.
We have papers floating.
See, that's the problem. We have papers everywhere.
Well, you're a great mother and daughter duo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I got to give you credit for this.
Well,
we've worked together for a few years.
Yeah, we haven't done this forever, but I'll tell you what, we've lived with each other for her ever. Okay, what U.S. state's official rock song is Hang On, Snoopy?
That's Ohio.
Yes, that
there.
Is.
You had both of them.
Terrific.
All right, thank you very much. And then I'd like to give a shout-out to Tim Hymans, Annie Hymans, Chloe Hymans, and the New York, Minnesota gang, Parks Unknown, and Simon & Lakes.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much for all of that.
Yep. And thank you for doing this, too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening again, Green Cheese. John from Sudbury calling.
Hey, John.
I was going to do the Iowa Hawkeye one, but someone just got it. Yeah. So we'll take a stab at the baseball, the pitcher question. By any chance, was it Nolan Ryan?
It totally was. And, because that was so long ago, I went online and I double-checked, and he still holds that.
Honor. he was a good one, and he played a long time too, like
he
up
did.
Into his 40s. So.
Yeah.
Awesome show, girls.
Thank you
again, and take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I want to answer the Tom Wolfe book.
Yeah. What do you have?
I have Look Homeward, Angel.
Yes, that's perfect. Where might you be calling from?
This is the BBs from Boston. I'd like to give a shout-out to Peapod, TO80, Bing Bong, and Tubby. Thank you.
Did you say you're calling from Boston?
Yes.
Hey, terrific. Glad to hear you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Hello, this is Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese.
Hello.
The prairie dogs live in dog towns.
Yes, they do.
Very good.
Yes. All right. Yeah. And
where are you calling
just
me from?
Another shout out. This is Doodle Acres
okay.
in Hackensack.
In Hackensack. Okay.
Yep. And shout out again to Don Pierce.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mark with the Rusty Shovels up here in Alaska.
Awesome. Oh, boy. We're getting the calls from around the world.
All right. I was wondering if you got the answer about the sounds that the elk make.
We have not.
Oh, that would be bugling.
Awesome. Yes, it is. And you probably hear a lot of that.
Yes.
Do you have elk in Alaska?
The elk are in Kodiak, a long ways from here. I'm actually sitting next to the Gastineau Channel in Juneau.
Oh.
Would it be possible and would it be okay if I gave a shout out?
Oh, of course. Please do.
Okay. I'm going to shout out to the rest of the Rusty Shovels over in Wasilla and in Eagle River, and over there in Esther, and Boise, Idaho. We're a bunch that's spread around all over.
Oh, terrific. I love it.
Good to hear from you all, or especially you.
All right.
Thanks for remembering all of them.
And thanks for letting me do a shout-out.
Okay. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great night.
Thanks for
the show.
Thank you.
Support public radio.
Yes.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the most strikeouts since 1900.
Yeah, who is that? Who holds that record?
Is that Nolan Ryan?
It is, absolutely.
I think he beat the other guy by one, if I remember right.
Oh,
could be.
That could be. That is not part of what we have for
that. Yeah, I actually do have that answer. Oh. It was Sandy Koufax. He beat him by, you're totally right, by one in 1965.
Nice. Where are you calling from?
This is the IQ Islanders, and I have to give credit to Ty Curry for that answer. He's here with me, but he's the one that knows all the baseball questions.
Hey, good to have somebody from every corner of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if I could give a shout out to Cassowary and then also my grandchildren, John and Wally and Babbitt.
Oh, yes. Okay. I hope they're well.
Maybe they're old enough
to stay. Okay, awesome. Great. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'd like to answer the Russian author.
Yeah, what do you have?
Tolstoy.
No, that's not.
No.
I almost gave it to you.
That was close.
It's a Russian poet.
Oh, a Russian poet.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is Jimmy Slicks out on Lake 14.
Okay, Jimmy Slick. You keep calling because I bet you'll know who this is.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I was calling in about the question about the golfer.
Yeah.
80s. Is it Tom Watson?
Yes. Yes, yes. I'm so glad somebody got that finally.
Well, again, thanks to the hubby. It wouldn't have been me.
Hey.
But this is Pikers by the Pond. And again, shout out to the Currys over in Worry, our neighbors.
Super.
Oh, great. You hang on to that hubby. He's got all the answers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Randy. I'm at Ideal Ranch Deer Hunting. And I got to answer to, I think, one of your questions about Fulton.
About?
Robert Fulton? No?
Let's look.
I'm looking. I don't see that I had that question.
Could be me. I'm just going to look through my questions.
The name of his ship, I think.
Oh, yes, it's me. The real name was the North River Steamboat. What was it most known as?
Fulton's Folly?
No, but that's a good name.
No? Okay. Well, I got a shout out to my buddies out at Deer Camp here in Jenkins, Minnesota. They're out there cooking by the fire. It's my nephew Charlie and my son Eric.
Super. Okay. Will you repeat?
And out at Deer Camp, and where the heck are the deer?
Oh, no. Are they hiding from you, too?
Oh, God, the wind just puts them down so they don't move.
It sure does. Just because my ears are maybe a little plugged today, can you remind me where you're calling from, please?
Jenkins, Minnesota.
Jenkins, okay.
What we call it, but yeah, Jenkins, Minnesota.
Okay, all right. Good enough. Thanks.
Thanks. Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
May the wind die down.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Good night. Hello. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Mojo from the sauna, getting away from my source.
Okay. We'll let you.
Okay. I was thinking that was Fulton's Folly too.
Well, and it might have been called that, but that's not the name I have.
Okay. Hard to get in tonight, so I'll just give a couple shout-outs and get out of the way. We're out at Deer Camp, and I am in the sauna. So I got a shout-out back to Jigs in the Garage, Friends of the Whitetails, the Whitetail Concentration Camp, Keach from Parts Unknown, Don and Janet, and all the rest of the Green Cheesers.
Hey, super. Good job. Thanks for calling, Mojo.
Good luck, Mojo.
Yep, great show, girls. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
There was a question about herbivore that's
dependent on man or something?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Would that be the American bison?
No, it is not. Let me read the question again for you, okay?
Oh, please do.
Okay. A major problem that Glacier National Park is facing is that a certain herbivore in the Logan Pass area have become accustomed to and partially dependent on humans for salt and other nutritional needs. What are these animals?
Oh, okay. Well,
bison was a good
elk or antelope or something, but that's why I guessed the bison.
Yeah, that's all right. That was a good guess.
A big herbivore.
Yes, that's a very big. It's probably the biggest one that we have.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the answer. This is a cassowary again.
Okay, Cass.
And
thanks for calling.
Shout out back to the curry.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks, Cass.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
This is the Wolfmaker Lodge again. I'm an answer for the prairie dog question.
Okay.
Is it a coterie?
It is not. That's not what I have.
Is it a clan?
It is not. It's actually called a town.
Okay. How about that?
No. As with a lot of these questions, depending on probably where you're from, people in the area might call it something different, but my source said that they are called towns.
Right.
Yeah. So,
can I give a shout out?
You sure can.
I want to give a shout out to the Rusty Trombones in Alaska.
Oh,
okay.
All right. I hope they're making music up there. Might be a little rusty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jinx from the garage.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My buddy Mojo finally got in. He must have oiled the old dial on the rotary and got her swinging enough to make her come in. So, but that Robert Fulton steamship, I think he gave me the answer when you said it was the North River Claremont or something like that. I think that's what his boat was basically known as, the Claremont
Clemont, that's right. It was the original real name was the North River Steamboat, but it was named after the town or the sailing port in New York State.
Yeah, where he got out of, where he left from.
Yeah. So you got it right. Jigs.
Okay.
It might have been called Fulton's Folly too, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mojo got me steered in the right direction, and he finally got the old dial spinning fast enough to get in. So.
Good deal. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Shout out to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Yeah.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, also. Hey, this is OJ, Valley of Sunshine, Prairie City, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not too sunny here right now. It's pretty dark. But I got the possibility of the Logan Pass mammal herbivore.
Yes, what do you have?
It's a mountain goat.
That is correct.
Very good. Ding, ding.
Ding, yeah.
I don't know if some of you ladies are remember the Great Northern Railroad had a mountain goat on the railroad cars.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same goat. I mean, that's why. So,
well, okay.
I'd like to give a shout out if possible.
Yes.
Migrating warblers and all my peeps at the Hib. And I'm going to give a shout out to my hometown, Windham, Minnesota, that nobody will be listening to. But thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I just want to repeat that we are your hosts tonight, Christy Norland.
And Janet Bredeman.
And we are coming up on 20 minutes left of our show. Support for KAXE comes from the Loft Event Center, located in downtown Bemidji. Introducing their first Elevated Market Thursday, November 20th, from 4 to 8 p.m. This monthly market features local creators, small businesses, cocktails, and more. Event details can be found at the Loft Event Center's Facebook page. We also receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. Oh, I love that. I love plates of food. All right. I think we should throw some more out there. People, you guys are doing really great tonight.
Yeah.
Calling in, answering all these questions.
You want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For what 1939 John Ford movie about travelers crossing Indian country did Thomas Mitchell win a Best Supporting Actor Oscar? And what is Ross Perot's real first name? And what English chemist discovered nitrous oxide in 1772? And on what branch of the Mediterranean Sea is Venice, Italy, located? And what car was discussed in the first chapter of Ralph Nader's book, Unsafe at Any Speed, leading to its discontinuation in 1969? What car was that? 218-326-1234.
All right. I have one more national park question I'm going to throw out there. This is a national park in Maine, and it's along the coast in Acadia National Park. There are tide pools, and they hold miniature ocean worlds. There are a lot of different invertebrates you might find there. I am asking you listeners who know to call in with three of the invertebrates that might live in a tide pool in Acadia National Park. What is a boll weevil, and where might you find its larvae? Roy Rogers' horse was named Trigger. What was the name of Dale Evans' horse? What is the fastest growing plant on earth? And the Greek word galaxy means what? Oh, one more, just because I'm a 4-H knowledge bull, general livestock knowledge bull coach. The flank cut of beef comes from which part of the steer? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mark again with the Rusty Shovels up here in Alaska.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear from you again.
Yes, that's a first. Let me get in twice in a night.
Yeah.
I had the answer, I hope, for the animal that's relying on humans in Glacier National Park.
Yes.
Would that be the bighorn sheep?
No, it's actually...
Or some sort of sheep. Or the goats, the mountain goats.
The mountain
yeah,
goats.
That's
yep.
the one.
It's the goats, the goats.
It's always the goats, isn't it? It's always the goats.
All right. Would it be possible to do a second shout-out tonight?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, I'm going to shout out to all those stone slingers at the Fairbanks Curling Club.
Ah, awesome. Curling, yes.
And there you go.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks so much for the show.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Ben from Pine Island Paradise Deer Camp over near Gemmel. How's it going?
It's going great.
All right. Yeah, I think I've got a couple of answers. One of them hasn't been answered yet, that Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, I have gotten the answer. I did get
oh,
that
Oh, you did
answer.
Have
I
an
did.
Answer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, why wasn't that one answered? That yeah. one was the easy one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that golfer been answered?
That has too, but what do you have?
Oh, I was going to guess Shooter McGavin, but
and that wouldn't
I don't
have
think
been
that
right.
was right.
No, it's Tom Watson.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot, ladies. You're doing an awesome job.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
I think I got an answer or two for you.
Okay.
What do you have?
And this is Nani up in Little Fork, and my husband, the Bohemian Sasquatch, says the Ralph Nader question. He says it's the Chevy Corvair.
Yes. That one just made me laugh when I read it.
He just yelled it. He's a big car guy. He just yelled it. He's like, I know this one.
That's great. Well, you tell your husband, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And can I give a shout out?
Sure. Go ahead.
I have a new one this time. My brothers might be listening. So I want to give a shout out to EB in Nymore and Josh Squatch in Lino Lakes.
All right. Okay. I hope they are listening.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the cuts of beef question.
Yes, what do you have?
Can you repeat the question?
I sure can. Slide down here on my screen. The flank cut comes from what part of a steer?
The belly of a steer?
Yes, that's right. Do you want to be part of our knowledgeable team? Where are you calling from?
Right.
Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Iowa?
Hey.
Thanks for listening all the way down in Iowa.
The Hawkeye State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for knowing that and calling.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling in for all the deer hunters.
Yeah.
Because it's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
All right.
All you deer hunters out there, you stay safe and shoot straight. This is from the Stony Brook locals.
Okay, Stony Brook. Thanks
for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm guessing bamboo is the quickest growing plant, but I'm wondering if it's a trick question.
It is not a trick question. That is correct.
Hey, good job.
What about Venus flytraps?
Well, no, because the bamboo can grow up to 35 inches per day.
And the Venus flytrap grows instantaneously when it senses a bug. That's why I thought it might be a trick question.
No, it is not. I did look that up because I wanted to make sure that that was truly the case.
And it's still faster.
It's... Yeah, I did not do a comparison between it and the Venus flytrap, though, I will be honest.
Oh, well.
I know. I'll have to do that later tonight when I'm off the air.
You guys aren't getting paid tonight.
No, we're not.
No.
You're right. No.
You're right. And that would be true.
I know I am. All right. Ed from Cedar Island Lake, shout out to everybody.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, anybody get that question about the most fast-growing weed in the world?
Plant.
Okay, yeah.
What do you have, Keach?
That's bamboo. It can grow like 35 inches in a day, just like Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you've been listening to the radio very well.
And also, did anybody get the answer to that question about who voiced... The voice actor that played Darth Vader?
No, but what
do you have?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And this is Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Okay.
Don't forget to change your furnace filters monthly. Adios.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'm Randy from Ideal Ranch from Jenkins, Minnesota. I called earlier.
Yeah.
I have another shot at answering a question. You asked a question about a horse named Trigger. Could you repeat it first?
I sure can. Roy Rogers' horse's name was Trigger. What was the name of Dale Evans' horse?
Sugar?
That's not what I have.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, something Bell right?
No. No, that is not what I have either. How about if I tell you at the end of the day, at end of the night?
Yeah, I will.
I'll give you.
I'll listen. I'll be here.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Dale Evans Hearth.
Yeah. What was she?
I'm guessing it was Daisy.
Oh, no, that is not the answer.
That's wrong, too.
Yeah.
And I just heard a guy say sugar.
Yeah.
Ah, boy, I used to know all them horse names, but
that's all right.
Get that one.
I'm going to reveal it at the end of the night before we leave.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Buttercup.
What's that?
That wasn't that, was it?
Say it again.
Buttercup?
No, that was not it.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm waiting to hear that answer.
Okay, sounds great.
Cass away.
All right, Cass, thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people. This Jake's from the garage.
Yeah,
Jake's.
Horse name.
Yeah,
what was her name?
Cass just said he guessed. What was his last guess?
Buttercup, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's buttermilk.
You are correct. It is buttermilk.
Good job.
Yeah.
I had to watch a lot of them old Western shows when my dad was around, so.
Yeah.
You know, if you want. And
dad.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, thanks, Jake.
All right. Shout out. I'll probably be done for the night, so good show, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my.
Hello,
Bravetra, wonderful American ladies. I am Sergei, calling from Irkutsk, Russia, and I have answer to your question about Ruskaya poet.
Yeah.
It is Pasternak.
And you are right.
Awesome.
He is our most wonderful poet of all time. I want you to know I listen to your show every Sunday morning here for over 20 years. Yeah. I'm in love with your country and KAXE. I'm so sorry about what Putin has done to your country by helping to elect such an idiot. Ukraine will survive our military operation there, and Western democracy shall eventually also survive. Wonderful American ladies. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Спасибо.
Bye-bye.
До свидания.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
When I heard you ladies talking knowledgeable, I just had to call back one more time on fellow knowledgeable coach.
Hey. Oh, awesome.
I had to get in there. We just love green cheese. It's so much fun. I'd like to try the boll weevil question.
Okay.
And you're asking what kind of a critter it is?
What is a boll weevil? Yep.
It's an insect.
Correct.
And it's usually found in grains, like cereal grains. Or flour, or...
That is not correct. It's actually, okay. I'll tell you, just because the main question was, what is a boll weevil? It's found in cotton balls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A boll.
Yeah, they lay their eggs in the...
That makes sense.
Yeah. So...
Oh, well, I learned something new tonight.
See, there you go. Early, it came over from, it came into the U.S. from the south, and it pretty much decimated the cotton crops in the southern half of the United States, who had cotton crops in the 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing the info.
Well, you're welcome.
can I give a quick shout-out again to the North and National Walk Nimrods, EBN Nymore, and my brother Josh Squatch in Lino Lakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remind me where you're calling from, though, since...
Oh, this is Nani and... The Bohemian Sasquatch in Little Fork.
Okay. What county were you the coach in?
I actually coached for International Falls.
Oh, you did?
Terrific.
Yeah, I still do.
Oh,
I'm currently a coach.
Okay. Yeah. So which, for 4-H or for the school?
For Knowledgeable.
Okay, so just general knowledgeable. Okay.
just awesome. General knowledgeable. Yep.
Well, we shouldn't say just because that encompasses
because knowledgeable
whole lot.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Nani.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Crispy Pickles calling in from St. Michael.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you have an answer for Eat It and Such.
Eat It and Such. We have all the answers.
Is that the list of songs that were...
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Eat It and Like a Sturgeon and another one, Rides the Bus and Smells Like Nirvana. Is that the one?
That's it.
Yeah, do you know who that was that did that?
Yeah, that would be Weird Al.
Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be.
Yes. Shout out to the Blaisdell Blazers.
Okay.
And have a great night.
Hey, thank you for calling.
You as well.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. We'll take two more callers, and then I'm going to reveal, just in case people did not hear the answer to the Dale Evans horse name. And then we'll go from there.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is a warning to Jiggs from the garage. He answered my question about Dale Evans' horse, Buttermilk. And I just want him to know... I'm going to go up there sometime and break his torque wrench.
I'm sure he'll be waiting for you.
Oh, boy. Thank you,
Keach. I'm serious, ladies. I'm serious.
Thank you.
All right, I'm tired of Jig stealing all my answers. The guy seems smart.
All right. Well,
adios.
Okay, bye.
Good night. Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did you get a answer for the Ross Perot question?
I didn't, and I was just looking at that, and I thought, maybe he'll know the answer.
Okay, I have two names. Yeah, I'm going to go, is it Henry?
It's Henry.
Henry. Perfect. Very good.
Perfect.
This is Pikers by the Pond.
Okay, Pikers by the Pond.
Okay, give a shout-out to the BBs.
Yep.
And to your mom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Good night.
All right,
good night.
You too. So the answer, actually, now hopefully people have heard that Dale Evans' horse's name was Buttermilk. And they both can be found in the Couples California Museum stuffed. So if anybody wants to see
a stuffed horse.
Trigger and Buttermilk,
there you
head
go.
Out to the California Museum of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. So... we want to certainly thank everybody for being here and listening. And we are going to go ahead and start saying goodnight.
Okay. We're going to thank all these people for calling in tonight. Andy from Virgus, Anoka, Avatar from the Crack of Noon, Balsam Creek Camp, the Bearer Islanders, BB Pikers, BBs from Boston, Brad from the Odor Potty, I don't know.
Yep.
Bohemian Sasquatch, Brandy Joe from Northeast, Bubble Buccaneers, Christy Pickles, Holly O'Hara, Kilgore Scouts, somebody by the pond, I can't read my writing, Brainerd. And we've got Cass from Worry Township, Classic Dan from Watertown, Cloverdale North of Nashwauk, Danger Camp Oahu, Doodle Acres in Hackensack, Eagle Clan from Red Lake, Ed from Cedar Island Lake, yes, that's right, Garage Sale and Goodland and Iowa and Aikio Islanders, Izzy from Itasca, Janet and Don from Grand Rapids, Jigs from the Garage, Ginny Sticks, John from Sudbury, Ontario, Keach from Parts Unknown, Larry the Liar from West Eveleth, Little Lazy Lodge, Loaf Lake Lodge, and Little Fork. Mojo in the Sauna from Russia, from Nani, from OJ and KJ in the Valley of Sunshine, and they said it was pretty dark there. PJ from Buffalo, Pikers from the Pond,